Solange Clark moved to Delaware from New York a few years ago and says she had a hard time finding information about daycare and preschool programs for her two young children.
I'm an educated person working in, you know, the field of education, and this is what I have to, like, the hoops I have to go through, so I can imagine how it is for somebody who doesn't have as much experience.
She's now paying for her son to attend preschool at the Goddard School in Wilmington, but says she has just as many unanswered questions about kindergarten options. Delaware's second draft ESSA plan states a commitment to strategies shifting to a pre-K through 12 model instead of just K through 12, but it's still unclear how the state plans to incorporate pre-K data into its accountability model. Education advocates like Otten Ray Aline are happy the state's plans are also adding factors like chronic absenteeism, but says the goal of cutting the achievement gap in half by 2030 isn't ambitious enough.
But what are the kind of interim benchmarks that will let us know that students are actually getting towards their goals, so that we don't get to 2020, 2025, 2030, and then just once again, it's another reset.
The final plan goes to the U.S. Department of Education April 3rd. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.